with Fodge and Rach. Fodge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman Ford Macquarie.
Let's go!
I make the same mistake every single morning and it really annoys me.
Is it coming into work?
No, it's the fact that I don't go to the bathroom from the time I get up until this moment, and then I sit here right now and I'm like, I really need to go to the bathroom.
Do you know what? I don't think it's a mistake. I think you sit down and then it hits you and you go, oh, I'm so excited to do another show with my good mate Bodge that I need to wee now.
No.
I reckon that's it.
No. Definitely not. It's just the fact that I've woken up and not gone to the bathroom yet.
What?
Yeah.
You haven't done a little wee since you woke up.
That's what I just said.
Like,
you're
at all.
Here.
Yeah, but nothing at all.
No, that's what I mean. I do it every single morning. I get up, get ready for work, and then come straight in. But, and then I get too distracted and too...
Well, hang on. Wait, I can't have a shower without at least, like, thinking about it.
If I don't have, so I didn't always... have a shower this morning. I have a shower. I had a shower last night.
Okay, well... I mean, I'll let that slide.
I have it at night time, so I have my showers at night time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you wake up when you get up?
I just wake up. I don't need coffee. I don't need a shower. They put me to sleep more than anything because I get all nice and warm and toasty.
Yeah, you don't have any coffee. No. I don't know how you're up and about of a morning.
Don't like coffee.
You are inhuman, but in a good way.
I will take that as a compliment. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's all good. Bodge and Rach this morning. Good morning.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach. On
hit.
I called BS on you this morning.
No, this is absolutely true. You know I love
absolute BS.
You know that I love my seafood. Okay?
I love my seafood too.
And some people, it seems, would love it even more than me. But this is absolutely true, and I'm telling you this because it is a news story. It's not for a cheap laugh. It is because you don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it. I think you're making crap up.
Here is the name of the article that I read.
Yep.
Woman impregnated by squid after she ate raw seafood with organs still attached.
Okay, one, bad idea.
Why?
Eating the raw seafood. Two.
Why not? Why?
Raw.
Oh, well, I mean, sushi's kind of raw, isn't it? It's just treated.
No, but sashimi, they actually cook it with the acid, so that's okay. So if you're eating it raw, if that's what they're talking about.
Well.
But number two, organs still attached? Uh-uh.
Well, see,
also dumb.
It says here the woman's tongue was impregnated. That doesn't work as far
what
as
do
I'm
you mean?
Concerned. She's 63-year-old, right? And apparently the organs decided that they would release their stuff.
Yep.
So it was undercooked seafood is what they're calling
see?
It in the article. And they didn't remove its internal organs. So when the doctors had a look at the woman, they're like, well, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Because we can see, like, these 12 small white sort of little bug-like things on your tongue.
No.
And they were sacks
yuck.
And they were embedded in her gums. And she wasn't very happy about it, obviously. She's like, she's trying to talk, but her mouth's like,
No, don't.
And they were identified as, and this is the official term, squid spermatophores, okay? That's the actual thing, belonging to a Japanese flying squid, Todorodes pacificus is the scientific name if you want to get all sciencey about it. But the woman, she reportedly failed to remove the squid's internal organs. And then she compounded the problem by parboiling the creature for a few seconds before eating it, which freaks them out a little bit. So there you go. The stuff in her mouth, very alive and well, and they were looking for a soft place to embed, said a doctor. So they settled in her tongue and gums. Just thought, you know, first thing we'd do this morning is I'd tell you about that because it's breakfast time.
I have no words.
Can't wait to have some sushi today.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on hit.
Someone finally gets me. That's all I'm going to say.
They get you what? What do they get you?
Professor Hilke Plassman finally understands me.
Oh, Hilsky.
Hilke.
Whatever.
All right, mate.
Let
Just
me see.
Because it's a French name.
Hilke Plassman?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it right.
You did get it right. Hilke Plassman gets me because according to this person,
yes,
people who struggle to stick to a diet may actually be able to blame their brain tissue.
Yeah, they're missing some grey matter, yes. I understand. But, I mean, no one even really knows what grey matter is.
No, they don't.
That's the thing.
It says grey matter contains most of a brain's cells and is involved in muscle control, speech, memory, emotions and decision making.
Yep.
Now, let's be honest, I'm quite an emotional person at the greatest of times and that affects the way that I eat because if I'm not feeling great, I'm going to want to eat a pizza or drink some wine.
I'm calling BS on this. It's I feel like the human body, I think as humans are conditioned to stick to the same formulas, the same patterns, and everyone's got an addictive personality.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you think you do or not.
So you think when people go on diets, it's yes. them breaking out of what they normally
That's right.
would eat.
You can get addicted to dieting.
Right. Why can't I get addicted to dieting?
Because you are normal and you like food.
I do. I love my food, but I struggle. I do. I'm all right at the moment. I feel like the more I keep doing it, the closer I'm getting to sticking to it.
Well, do you still do those, the Band-Aids you used to have?
The what?
You remember you used to have them Band-Aids?
Oh, the patches that I used to wear.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that anymore. Oh, purely okay. for the fact that it just got a bit expensive for me to do that program.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. But, yeah, look, I've tried a couple of things. I tried the 2-in-5 diet where I had, like, 2 days of the week I had 500 calories, and that was murder.
My uncle lost a lot of weight on that, and he's looking good. He's managed to keep it off and everything.
Oh, good on him.
I literally saw him, and I was like, what have you been doing? And he's like, 2-in-5.
I might be the only person in the world that put weight on doing it.
Bull.
I did.
How much were you eating in the other day?
Well, it turns out a lot.
Yeah, you must
really
have been.
I really did eat a lot. I was bulking. I was like, I'm loading up
You're
for tomorrow.
You're loading up for the two
but
days.
I was also,
not how that diet
I
works.
Was also drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
So,
which is good for you because it helps, one, it helps flush everything out, and two, it keeps you hydrated.
This is true, but, you know, when you're drinking a lot of water on the days off, apparently you can get quite bloated. So, you know, I put weight on.
Yeah, but you only get bloated for a certain amount of time because then the water gets excreted from your body. That's how bloating works.
All I know is that I weighed myself at the end of the 2 weeks and it was gross.
What do you mean you were gross?
It was about a kilo and a half. I'm like, how have I put weight on? But I'm not good at dieting.
Neither am I. And this is why I'm wanting to believe what I'm reading right now because I don't understand. I've gone from like putting weight on and then I get it off and then I put it back on and then I've gotten it off. And then the only time that I've ever kind of leveled out was when I was incorporating personal training. Okay. I did personal training for about a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't eat well during that. So I felt strong and I felt fit, but I still wasn't losing the weight because I wasn't eating well.
Look, the worst part about it for me is that I know how to get fit if I want to. I know I have
and
to eat specifically. I know I have to maybe do a little bit of running or maybe go to the gym or something like that, and I just do
but
not.
Isn't it so annoying? You sit there and I'm like, if I really wanted to do it, which I do, like people whinge about their body on a daily basis.
Yes.
I'm one of those people. I sit there and I'm like, this could be improved. This could be improved. I'm not happy with this. If I'm not happy with it, it's that easy to change it. But there's something in the back of my head that just goes, but pizza.
It's not grey matter. What it is, I told you, it's conditioning. We condition ourselves.
But I get the limit.
We're influenced by what's around us and what we surround ourselves with. I know that sounds a bit wanky, but it's absolutely true.
No, it's true. Not going to lie. Go home, see an ad for bloody Domino's and I'm all there.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly.
And I don't think the amount of food pages that I follow on my Facebook are helping either because they always have really tasty stuff. And then the thought of eating baked beans and rice just doesn't cut it anymore.
No, and it's exactly the same as you know how everyone that I know anyway, they say, you know, I finish work, I go home, and they do more or less the same thing when they get home.
Yeah.
So it's the same sort of sequence of events. I get home, kick my shoes off, literally leap onto my bed, turn the projector on, play my Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Before that, I was playing the PlayStation, and before that, it was probably the 64 again.
So that's your chain of Netflix events.
Sometimes I throw in a spanner in the works and I go and get food beforehand or I have it, you know, I have it delivered. So
you've got it down pat.
I have.
You've got everything down pat.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
We've all had our fair share of bad dates, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the worst one that you can think of that you've been on?
Tell me yours first.
Do you want me to be honest?
Yes.
I haven't had that many dates. In fact, I, before this year, don't think I have ever been on a proper date.
Yeah.
And in the last couple of months, I've been on quite a fair few, but they have all been really good. So I think I've been lucky enough to escape the bad date phase.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you my bad date. Okay, the first one that springs to mind.
Yeah.
I was meeting a girl for dinner who some friends had organised for me to go out with, and I'd met her a few times, and, you know, we went out to dinner, and then about 20 minutes in, she gets a phone call. The phone call. Oh, I'm sorry, I've got to go. I'm like, right, okay, cool. Waiter comes over to take our order, because we've been there for a while just talking. And
that's pretty early to get that phone call.
Well, it's also 20 minutes in, so we hadn't ordered for 20 minutes, and I'm like, okay, well, we've got drinks, but we haven't ordered anything. I was like, I'm ready. She's like, I'm still having a look. And then she was looking a bit antsy, and then all of a sudden she gets that phone call. And I go, okay, look, that's fine. Look, we can do it another time if you like. And she's like, yeah, sure, of course, definitely.
And then nothing.
Well, no, it gets worse. That wasn't the worst part. So I'm walking down the street.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the street because I'm like, well, I'll catch the bus because I caught a cab in. It's still early enough for me to catch a bus. I'm in the city. And I see her again, would you believe, in a totally different restaurant with another guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's really interesting because she had this thing that she had to rush off to. And I looked at him and he was a staunch bloke. He was wearing a T-shirt as well because he's a tosser. And he had massive tree trunk arms. And I'm definitely not jealous and I don't harbour any bad feelings towards him. But as for her, yeah, it was just a bit hurt, to be honest.
That's pretty bad.
But there you go. I mean, you know, onwards and upwards.
Do you want me to give you something that'll make you feel better?
I feel better now. I'm very good now. She's asked me out since. She's like, oh, you're on radio. Let's go for a drink. And I'm like, sorry, love. You
The owner of a burger cafe called Milky Lane in Bondi has witnessed the worst first date ever.
Go on.
A couple came into the restaurant on a first date. They ate and drank a lot of food, had a lot of milkshakes or soft drinks, whatever it was. After they'd finished eating, what's that face for?
No, I'm waiting for it. I'm expecting something pretty bad.
After they finished eating, the guy said he was going outside to get some cash out. He did the runner on her and left her.
Yeah.
With the whole bill. About 20 minutes later when he hadn't returned, the owner said that one of his staff went over to console her and took a couple of shots of tequila over there and just had a chat with her.
How much was the bill?
I'm not sure, but they actually gifted her with a $150 voucher and said, come back and bring a real man with you.
That's terrible. At the same time, I mean, it's good publicity for them.
I mean, it's great for them, but yeah, 20 minutes and apparently his date was close to tears when she realised that he wasn't coming back.
I mean, I'm laughing at it because I'm like, it feels like something out of a TV show.
It does. But see, at least you didn't have to pay for a whole meal or all of the drinks.
I'm sorry, but being the guy, I often have to pay for the meal. I mean,
that's just silly.
That's how I feel. Like, I feel like, you know, sexism and things like that is kind of, you know, it's a convenience almost. When it comes to dating, the bloke's still expected to pay.
No, that's incorrect in my life.
Well, how many dates have you been on, sorry, did you say?
I've been on 5 and I've paid for 3 of them.
There you go. You are a very progressive young lady. Mm. But I've been on many, many, many dates and I can tell you right now.
What happens when it comes to that stage? Do they just expect you to pay?
I'll do a little role play with you of how it works. Now, I don't want you to move much. I don't want you to say much. I want you to just sort of wait and watch for my reaction because I'm going to awkwardly now look at you and just, like, the bill's come. I've gone to take the bill to have a look at it because, you know, you jump on the grenade as quickly as possible. And you open it up and you're just like, okay, yeah. Yeah, we had that. And you bide time. You go, yep, we had
and
that.
And wait for them
we
to
had
offer.
That. Okay, we had that as well. You had that. Okay, cool. And you wait for them. And then as soon as you see, here's one of the big signs. If you see them put their purse away or if you see them put stuff in their bag and leave their bag by their chair, you're not getting anything. Okay, and you go, right, okay, I'm footing the bill for this one. Okay, cool. If they want to look at the bill, that's a good sign. Because they, it's not that they want to check up on you and make sure that you've got it all
but
right.
But they want to have a look.
They want to make sure that, you know, they go, all right, cool. And sometimes they'll have their bank card out, right? And it'll look like, oh, yeah, cool, this is going to be a nice splitsies. This is, you know, even Stevens. Not always the case. Sometimes it's a ruse, Rachel.
Oh,
sometimes they hold their card out and they go, oh, if it goes to it and they were never going to pay, they'll go, oh, can I get money out at the ATM later? So that there's another opportunity for you to say, no, don't worry about it. But what they'll do is they'll I'll go up to pay and then they'll just sit down again with their card in their hand. Because and they'll just leave you to do it. It happens so many times.
No, I refuse. I do not want to think that there are a lot of women out there doing this because I'm not lying. Yeah. I've been on 4 dates in the last couple of months with the same person. I went on the first date, I paid. It was about $35. Second date, he paid. It was $56 or something like that. Third date, he paid again because it was like a Macca's dessert date. It was only like $10 or something like that. And then the most recent one that we went on, $85 at a Thai restaurant and I paid for the whole thing. This is bollocks. You need to start. I can't. It's
I know,
too awkward
but
for
you know
me.
What? This is where I feel like some guys get too much stick for this. We get too much stick for the way we go about the dating world and guys are only up for one thing. It's because it's the cheapest thing. We don't have to pay for dinner. That's what it is.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Trending now at hit.com.au.
A very good morning to Mr. Dean McCarthy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, everyone.
How are we today, Dean?
Oh, fabulous. Swanning around, being brilled. Just loving life today.
Going to a premiere as well.
Oh, of The Incredibles 2, which I'm so jealous of.
Oh, my God, so fun. This is, it's 14 years since the first Incredibles, and they have just stepped it up. Funnier, it's better made, for lack of a better word. It's just so well made. With all the technology in the last 14 years, it's just fantastic. You'll love it.
I'm so keen to see this movie. I'm glad you went along, Dean. I'm glad you had fun.
The good thing is I've seen a million different memes of, like, Adam Sandler sitting in amongst all the kids, and it just says me watching The Incredibles 2. So I think a lot more adults are going to be at this. It'll be like Toy Story 3.
There's actually a few different cinemas around the place that are doing adults-only screening of The Incredibles 2 for people that have been waiting 14 years for it.
But, Dean, loads going on as always, and you're in the thick of it. What were you hearing about with our mate Thor, Chris Hemsworth?
Oh my goodness, this is absolutely brilliant. You know, those Hemsworth boys, they're obviously the biggest stars in Australia, but they're also two of the biggest Hollywood movie stars as well. Chris Hemsworth has revealed in an interview with the Daily Telegraph that he made his parents, a pact with them, that he would never turn into a dickhead.
Which is good.
Can I say that word in breakfast radio?
Yes, you can.
You can say whatever you
want,
Dean. Before
7 o'clock, Dean, you can get away with it.
Oh, good, we've got 4 minutes. He said, I don't ever want to be a dickhead. If you catch me being a dickhead, I need you to pull me in check. I need you to call me out. And that is what they're doing. That is the deal he had. It's a no dickhead policy that keeps him in check with his parents.
Which I love that. I absolutely love that. The only thing is, my mum's listening right now. I wish I had it the other way around.
Why?
Like I had a policy that my mum would never be a D-head. But that doesn't work very well with her. No, she's all right. I mean, she goes a bit crazy sometimes.
Jeez.
I'm just doing it to annoy her, Dean. I'm just doing it to annoy her. Also, one of our favourite couples, well, one of my favourite couples, has confirmed on Instagram that they are back together.
It appears Gigi and Zayn are back together, actually,
with
some art, social media. Love fest all over Instagram. Look, I kind of knew this was going to happen. I wasn't surprised by this, actually. But, the gorgeous couple that they are, it appears, are back on.
Also, how weird is it? Because isn't her sister Bella back with The Weeknd now as well?
They're hanging out as well. And then how weird is this? Kendall Jenner is hanging out with their brother, Anwar.
God.
I think he's 19 years old, so like they're all,
I can't keep up with these kids.
Neither.
I didn't even know Zayn and what's her face,
Gigi,
Bella or whatever. I don't know.
Gigi.
I knew they'd broken up and they'd done something on Instagram before. I feel like this is Groundhog Day.
Literally,
almost.
My friend last night, we have a group chat, and my friend last night sent me 2 Instagram shots. One of them was from Gigi's profile, and the other one was from Zane's profile. And she'd circled a tattoo on the photo on Gigi's one and then circled it on Zane's one, and it was the same tattoo. And she was like, oh, my God, they're back together. I was like, man, you are on the pulse with this.
Crop circle.
Love it.
Literally, she had it all going on. So it is happy news, love fest everywhere. Love fest with Dean McCarthy, and we'll continue it tomorrow for R&B Fridays.
Talk then. Bye, guys.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach on Hit.
Well, Rachel, last night you hosted the origin party of the Mid-North Coast.
Oh. I wouldn't say that. A fair few other places.
No, nor would I.
While hosting origin parties. I did host one, though.
That's right. It was game one.
For a lot of people, including yourself. A couple of people here at work.
Yep.
A couple of other people. Jess Nagel from NBN.
Yeah, just name drop everyone, mate. Name drop them all. Hey.
Do you really want me to?
No.
Okay, jam over.
No one cares. No one knows who they are. Even
I know,
now, you asked me a question yesterday in regards to what to bring. I said, what can I bring to the party?
Oh, here we go.
What can I bring to the party?
Yes.
I said,
and
I put
first,
it out there.
At first I said, no, it's all right. I've got it all covered.
Yep.
And then you sat there and went, ooh.
No.
And I was like, oh, okay, mate, do you really want to bring something?
Yes.
If you really want to bring something, you can pick up the party pies and sausage rolls for us.
I'm a contributor, Rach. And I just wanted to make sure that your origin party that I cared very little about went off without any hitches whatsoever. I just wanted you to have the best night possible. The blues got up.
They did.
I brought the party pies. I didn't get the cheap stuff. I didn't get home brand. No. I spent $7.50 per box.
Which ones did you buy, Bodge?
Herbert Adams.
Yeah, but what type of party pies and sausage rolls did you get?
There were multiple kinds.
Yeah, okay. Do you remember any of them?
Yeah.
Go.
I do. There was like a leek and chicken one, and then there was all sorts of other things. And I get there with those pies and those sausage rolls, and I get abused. I get abused and I get told that they're not good enough.
You didn't get abused for them.
I did get abused.
I just looked at them and went, what the hell is this Moroccan lamb one? What is this chicken and leek one? What are these sausage rolls? I just don't understand what these are.
I went all out. And when you add those boxes together, it was near $30 just for party pies and sausage rolls that I did for you because you're my mate. And I get abused and I get belittled and I get told no one's going to eat these.
I love that you're turning this around on you when you spent the whole night annoying the absolute bollocks out of me and abusing the hell out of me, even though you don't even follow football, rugby league, to be exact. And now you're turning around on you because you're like, oh, I bought two expensive party pies. Oh.
Well, also, my multi-bet didn't come off because
so
Queensland lost.
Yeah, they did.
And I called it rugby. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. On the line right now, we have tennis legend.
Yeah.
John Fitzgerald. Good morning.
Morning, Rachel. And good morning, Bodge.
How are you, mate? You good? What are you doing on the Mid-North Coast?
Oh, look, I haven't seen enough of, regional New South Wales. I love this area. I was here about 20 years ago, and I'm embarrassed to say it's the first time I've been back, but it won't be the last.
John.
It's okay.
Hopefully it can turn the weather on for you today, because the last couple of days we've had non-stop rain, so welcome.
Yeah. Well, look, we drove up yesterday from near Gosford, and, we're in rain the whole way, but we're taking ANZ tennis hotshots around the country, Rach. We're taking a modified game into the schools where little kids can learn how to play and taking 30,000 tennis rackets around the country.
Now,
one of the schools is this morning.
Yeah, hotshots has been around for a while. I actually remember playing hotshots when I was in primary school, and they usually have it all around the country, and it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. It's good hand-eye coordination skills for kids as well, and they have it at the Australian Open as well when you go down there. They've got, like, miniature games going on and stuff, so it is really cool. And, yeah, you're bringing it here to the Mid-North Coast. Which school are you at?
Well, we're at Tuncurry Public School this morning.
Oh, beautiful.
This afternoon. This afternoon we'll be up at Port Macquarie at Heritage Christian School. But you're right, Rach. This is a game that little kids can play and they get a smile on their face. You know, we can all imagine that yellow ball, that the fully pressurised tennis ball that bounces over little kids' heads all the time when they try to play. And they get a bit disgusted with it. But this has changed all of that dramatically. It allows little kids to make contact consistently. And And yeah, they love it. And you know, there's more than 380,000 kids around the country now with a racket in their hand because of this program. So we're really pumped about it. It's working. We're getting more kids playing tennis, and obviously it's a healthy sport. We're a bit biased, but it's healthy.
No, that's okay. Do you know, I'm actually a little bit jealous if I can be totally honest, because I didn't have this opportunity when I was younger. Mm. I would have jumped at it if someone had brought me a racket and said, "Go on, have a hit." I would have really got involved.
Yeah, well, I think you're right, Bodge, because it's not a look. If you pick up a racket early in life, it's a lot easier to learn how to play. It's probably a harder game if you learn as an adult. But this entry level program with the modified ball, which is the most important thing, because it's a bigger diameter ball. It's soft and it won't bounce much.
Yeah.
So it just bounces enough for a little kid to learn how to play, and then they evolve into orange ball, red ball, excuse me, green ball, and then into the normal yellow ball. So it's a transitional period for the young kids. But they learn with the larger diameter ball, which is really easy for them to play. And they've got modified length rackets and modified nets. So and you can play it anywhere, Podge. You can play it in the studio, probably.
Don't tell us that. That'll turn into something bad. But, John, as a professional of the game, you've won 7 Grand Slam doubles titles. For you, this actually must be something special, the fact that there are so many kids keeping this sport alive and so many kids getting into it at such a young age.
Well, yes, Rach, and it's a global sport. You know, we think there's more than 100 million people playing tennis around the world. It's truly global. In this country, we've got a proud history. There's a lot of competition with other sports, and don't get me wrong, I love the other sports too. But anything to get kids, I think, outdoors in the fresh air and keep them healthier. But tennis is a game for both boys and girls, and men and women at the adult level, and it's in every state of Australia. It's a non-contact sport. It's physical, incredibly physical, but it's a non-contact sport, and look, it's a game for a lifetime. Game for families. They all play together. You know, I met my wife because of tennis. And my kids all play. And
I mean, she was hardly going to say no to the Davis Cup captain, was she?
Steady on. Every morning, it's not a pretty sight. I got the better deal, I promise you.
Oh, John. So you are, John Fitzgerald, you are on the Mid-North Coast today. You're visiting a couple of different schools. Are you guys giving out tennis rackets as well for kids?
Yeah, absolutely. So all the little kindergarten kids today at Tuncurry Public School, I'm not sure if they know yet, but I believe there's 80 of them. They're all going to get a brand new tennis racket, every one of them.
Oh, I'd love to see that. That'd be great.
And I can tell you, over the last 3 weeks, I've been travelling constantly. There's been one little girl at one school who said no to the racket for some reason. But 99.99% have got this cheesy, beautiful smile on their faces.
Could you imagine John Fitzgerald walking in there like, "Oh, tennis legend, 7 Grand Slam doubles titles." And he goes, "Here, have a tennis racket." She's like, "Nah, no thanks."
Dad always told me not to get involved in rackets.
Hey, look, it's great to have you here. If you do take any video footage, please send it through to our Facebook. We'd love to post it. We love seeing little kids' reactions to things like that. I do have a joke before we let you go. I just want to give you a terrible joke, all right?
You
love this.
Oh, what are you doing?
What time does Sean Connery get to Wimbledon?
I don't know,
Butch. Can't tell you.
About 10-ish.
Very good, mate.
Do you get it?
Oh, John, I'm so sorry.
Is this how he says tennis?
Yeah,
oh, come on.
Very good.
Throw me a bone.
He'd be early at Wimbledon. The matches don't start till 12:30. He'd be a bit early.
Jeez, thanks for
He'd know he'd won. He's won a title there. Thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning, John. Really appreciate it.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.
Bodge and Rach's Hit Review. The S is silent because we can't swear on radio.
And like normal, Rachel, I have left it to the last second to even come up with a film.
The aim of the game is Bodge will review, and I'll do that in inverted commas because review, a movie.
Why would you say that?
You have to call on 13, 12, 16.
I don't.
When you know which movie he's talking about. First person to guess it correctly wins a double pass to Majestic Cinemas. I love you, mate.
Why would you do that to me?
Because the segment's called reviews.
And do you know what?
They're terrible.
To date, nobody has not got it right.
Because they're so bad.
Yeah, but they're simple for a reason.
Yeah, because we want to give away tickets. But it's fun.
You're a terrible person. You do know that, right? I spent a lot of time getting these reviews ready.
You literally just said you have not prepared.
Yeah, that's fair enough, actually. All right. I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to tell you a little story. Now, there's someone already on the line.
Yeah, well, that person's not going to win. Get off the line.
I haven't even told the damn story yet.
Yeah, go.
Gee whiz. All right, this Big one. Team. This is an older tale.
Taylor's old as time?
No.
Okay.
It's pretty old, though.
An older tale, yep.
And it's about this little animal fella, right? He's got a really long neck. And he's, but he's little as well. And his feet are tiny. They're so tiny.
Darling.
And his mum gets killed. And she gets all sad. But before that, she gives him this leaf.
Oh.
And sometimes water gets caught in it. And he looks in the reflection and he sees stuff. But he's not mental or anything like that.
Okay.
And he finds some friends.
Yep.
Okay, some other animals.
Is one of them a rabbit?
No, these are really old animals, okay? Really old animals.
I'm a bit confused.
And
now.
His mum gets killed and she says this thing to him, which I've kept with me my whole life.
Which is?
She goes, some things you see with your eyes, others you see with your heart.
Aww.
And she said, we're going to put someone
to... Yeah, we've got someone right on the line right now. I'm actually a bit confused now that you've said no. Hello, Hit FM, who is that?
G'day, it's Rob. How you going?
Hey, Rob, we're doing where well,
where are you calling
mate?
From, mate?
Port Macquarie.
Oh,
Rob
cool.
In Port Macquarie, do you know which movie Bodge is talking about?
Is it Land Before Time?
Oh,
he's absolutely right.
It.
He's absolutely right.
Rob, I'm not going to lie, Rob. I was very confused. I thought he was talking about Bambi, and then
I
was like,
said long neck.
Yeah, I thought, you know, deer kind of long neck. Yep, now nah, wrong. Nah. I was going down the wrong way, Rob.
It's perfect timing because Jurassic World 2 comes out.
I'm so keen for that movie.
All right, mate.
Sorry, I got a bit too excited.
Let's talk about how good the review was. That's what I'm interested
Rob,
in.
Rob, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Bodger's review? He's going to give it to you.
Oh, he does. 9, easy.
9 out of 10.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the tickets wrapped up already.
Yeah, he's just sucking up because he won the tickets. That's all it is.
But seriously, though, when Littlefoot's mum got killed, it was literally like, I saw that before I saw Mufasa cop it.
Okay, so obviously I haven't seen this movie in a long time because I don't remember that part.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
that was
okay.
Rob.
I watched it a few years ago with my girl, so.
Yeah, Rob, I think Rach needs re-educating, mate. I think she's...
I do.
Watch a few more 90s cartoons.
Gee whiz.
George
Lucas directed it as well, would you believe?
Well, that's why it's so bloody good, isn't it?
All right, hey, Rob, stay on the line. We'll grab your details. You're off to the movies, pal.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Beautiful. Rach, we got news coming up. We got the hit, we got 5 and 10 after news. That's coming up.
Bodge and Rach on the Mid-North Coast's Hit. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Rachel, $220 up for grabs.
Yes.
Who have we got on the line?
Ryan in Halliday's Point. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Oh, we're
beautiful
doing,
part of the coast, mate.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, Ryan. We got $220 up for grabs. Are you confident this morning?
Oh, yeah.
You sound confident, Ryan. That was brilliant. I would have thought that the Pussycat Dolls in that DJ Konski remix might have boosted you a little bit, but it hasn't worked for you this morning.
Oh, give me a little pep up.
Yeah. All right. That's okay. Okay, we're getting there. All right, the aim of the game is 10 seconds on the clock. I need you to give me 5 answers inside the 10 seconds, and you win the cash. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Cool. I need you to name me 5 different brands fully owned by the Coca-Cola company. Go.
Fanta.
Oh, no.
Got nothing.
Nothing? Oh.
Unlucky.
You actually got one. I thought you were on it there. Fanta, Sprite. You could have actually said Coca-Cola itself. Because obviously that's owned by it. Powerade is also owned by it. And the vitamin water and the smart water are also owned by Coca-Cola.
There's loads.
There is. There's other juices and other, like, Fuse iced teas. They're all owned by it.
Is that right?
Yeah, but a lot of other ones that are on my lovely list are all American kind of brands. So we don't have them here. But Ryan, you'd managed to get one. You should be proud of yourself. It's going to be a good day for you.
I mean, he didn't get the 220
bucks. Hey, I'm trying to pep him up and you're putting him down.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Ryan, have a great day.
You too, guys.
I wasn't trying to.
I'm trying to make him feel better about himself.
I understand.
And then you turn it around on him.
Geez.
Poor old Ryan.
Okay.
We love you, Ryan. Bodge does love you.
I do. No, I'm,
he does.
You know, that was for Harcourt's Real Estate in any case. Greater Port Macquarie, two great locations.
Move on.
Horton Street, Port Macquarie, High Street, Wauchope.
Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.